My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this last day of the first week of the Advent season, and as the Church commemorates today St. Ambrose, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, we have gathered to celebrate two important diocesan events. Firstly, we are concluding the year of the mission, which we celebrated under the theme Looking for the Lost Sheep since December 8, 2018. And secondly, we are launching today the year of the Word of God that we are going to celebrate from today until the 8th of December 2020 under the theme, Your Word is a Lamp for My Steps. During the year of the mission that ends today, we endeavored to appreciate the fact that the Church needs to constantly renew her missionary commitment in the conviction that every missionary activity renews the Church, revitalizes faith and Christian identity, and offers fresh enthusiasm and new incentive. Further, we tried to awaken within ourselves the baptismal responsibility of every Christian to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the whole world. However, closing the year of the mission does not in any way imply the end of the mission. Pope Paul VI wrote in his great encyclical on evangelization called Evangelium Nuntiandi that, above all, the gospel is proclaimed by witness. Therefore, our work of evangelization will continue through our day-to-day living. And Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that the harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And I hope the Lord will find someone to respond affirmatively to his call. My dear brothers and sisters, as diocesan family, today we are launching the new pastoral year 2019-2020, the year of the Word of God, to be celebrated, as we have said, under the theme, Your Word is a Lamp for My Steps, taken from Psalm 119, verse 105. This year will help us rediscover the centrality of the Word of God in our Christian life. To this effect, the Second Vatican Council affirmed through its dogmatic constitution on the Word of God that the Church has always venerated the divine scriptures just as she venerates the body of the Lord, since, especially in the sacred liturgy, she unceasingly receives and offers to the faithful the bread of life from the table both of God's word and of Christ's body. Dei Verbum, number 21. For this reason, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to propose that during this year of the Word of God that begins today, we all adopt the attitude of Mary of Bethany, who chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his word. We find that in the story of Martha and Mary in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. But sometimes we are all guilty of being distracted. We are guilty of spending our time on the things we consider vital and important, like Martha, Mary's sister, only at the expense of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Allow me, therefore, to share with you briefly four reasons why we should make sitting at the Lord's feet the main priority during this year of the Word of God. Number one, the Word of God provides us with the wisdom of God that we need for all our life's decisions and direction. The Word of God provides us with wisdom of God that we need for all our life's decisions and direction. This is the meaning, in fact, of the theme of the year of the Word of God that we are launching today, which states that your word is a lamp for my steps. Writing to Timothy, St. Paul affirmed that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. In Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 12, Jesus overcame Satan's temptations by quoting from scripture that he knew by heart. And as the psalmist proclaimed, your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Secondly, the word of God puts us in communion with God. The word of God puts us in communion with God. Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his word implied a communion of her spirit with that of the Lord. Just like the two men on the Emmaus road, we read in Luke chapter 24, verse 32, Mary's heart must have burned within her as she listened to Jesus explaining the scriptures. Through her time communing with the Lord at his feet, Mary developed a sensitivity that enabled her to anoint him for his burial, an action that Jesus said would be remembered wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 13. Thirdly, the Word of God puts all our life's pressure in proper perspective. The Word of God puts all our life's pressure in proper perspective. Mary's sister, Martha, was stressed out by the pressure of preparing the meal for her honored guest. She probably had worried about it for some days since she heard that Jesus was coming to visit them. She wanted everything to be right for the occasion. But because of her focus on these pressures, she ended up worried and bothered about so many things. If she had just taken the time to join her sister at Jesus' feet, all of these pressures would have fallen into proper perspective. This applies to us as well. It is so easy to allow ourselves be overwhelmed by the pressures of life to and get our focus in the wrong place. But a few minutes spent with the Word and in prayer can lift the burden and give us the Lord's calm and clear perspective, even though our circumstances have not changed. And lastly, the Word of God is the good part which cannot be taken away from us. The Word of God is the good part which cannot be taken away from us. Mary chose the good portion to dine at Jesus' feet, listening to his word. She would still have that long after the meal was forgotten. Mary was practicing the words of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. You can lose just about everything in life, but you won't lose the time you spend communing with the Lord. You can lose your job, your money, your possessions, and even friendships. But as St. Paul says at the climax of Romans chapter 8, nothing, not even tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, name it, not even death itself can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us pray that just as the life of the church is strengthened through more frequent celebration of the Eucharistic mystery, we may hope for a new stimulus for our Christian life from a growing reverence for the Word of God, which lasts forever. Vamnina nemuli Kristu, mushkwale lomshai chin laminefi, umo tule sondwelela umwaka wa bukombe bushku bukalamba kabiri umo tule tampa umwaka upya wole somu inyatupele umwaka umo tule nokuposa amano peshwili akwalesa pantu ishwili akwalesa echengelo chamakasa Yesu echengelo chanshila Yesu umo tule epita. Muli uyu mwaka wa bukombe tule sondwelela lelo twaliyesha na maka yonse ukwibukishanya ukutila eklesia wa kwa Kristu ichabelako nimukubile mbila nsuma na mukubombo yu inomulimo wako vilembi na nsuma emo ne chisumino chesu chifungulu kila kabili nobu kristiani wesu emo bumwena ukufumaluka kabili tualibu kishanya na mulu yumu akawabu kombe tule sondo elela ukuti uyumulimo na tule sondo elelo mu akawabu kombe taule perela papene pantumu akawabu kombe tuapuisha lelo yumulimo ulino kukonkanya po pantu yumulimo wabu kombe wabano kubombwa ukuchidisha po ukupitila mufyo tule ikala mufyo tule chita mubumi bwesu bwachila bushiku epo tuleko nkanyapo nobumi bwesu bwachila bushiku ninshi nomulimo wabukombe wine uleko nkanyapo mukupela bukambone chila bushiku ilio kuisa kumwaka tuleta mpamushiku bwalelo umwaka weshu ilia kwalesa muli umwaka tulefwaya ukutila chila umo na umo palifwe tuibukishanye nokuchinchishanya nokuishiba okushininkisho kuti ishi wili akwalesa eri linokuba pakati kabumi bwesu eri linokuba ichintu ichikalamba icho twaba nokuchita mbumi bwesu kukutika kuishi wili akwalesa gafirafine eklesia tuchinchisha okusefia chita chaminsa chilabushiku nokupoka omubiri wako a Kristu chilabushiku efyo na uno mwaka wabukombe uno mwaka weshu ili akwalesa ulefu ayo kutwibukisha kutila ni chilabushiku twaba nokukutika kuishi ili akwalesa pantu ni chilabushiku tuleka biro kupokerela ngechi lyo cha mitima Yesu ishi ili akwalesa ilo pamopene no mubiri wako a Kristu ni chilabushiku eicho kanshi ngachika nkala ukukutika kuishi wili akwalesa kutina temwa muli uno mwaka tuleta mpa twabula kwe chilangiriro chimo nechi chilangiriro cha kwa Maria nkashi Marita na Lazaro abo Kristu atandalile neli abatandalila Maria ena sala pofe chintu chimo ili amona Kristu afika munganda necho asalile chakuikala pama kasa yako a Kristu nokukutika dibe munyina Marita ena sala po ukula peka peka mtu wako pekanya kukichini no tumilimo na tu mbipo Maria we na sala chinshi ukuikala pama kasa yako a Kristu nokukutika echilangiriro ningatemwa twasenda bonse muli uno mwanka weshu ili akwalesa ukuti la chilabushiku tulino okwikala pa makasa yako a Kristu nokukutika chilabushiku nomba mula ndunshi chalabele chikankala ukwikala pa makasa yako a Kristu nokukutika limbi chitwalanda pa fintu fine ifingalenga nangu ifirelenga chibe chikankala ukwikala pa makasa yako a Kristu icha kubalilapo chakutila ni kuishi wili akwalesa ngomo tuleti la umutwe wa uno mwaka kuti leshi wili akwalesa echengelo icha kusanikila umo tule pita icha kusanikila makasa Yesu ni kuishi wili akwalesa eko tuinga fumia mano ene ene aya kutila chila bushiku mufyo tule chita mufyo tule tontonkanya mufyo tule fuwa yoku pingula fiabe fia ololoka pantu yere mano tule yafunya kui kudishkui Kristu kuishi wili ya kwa Kristu e ule tusanikila die na kutituwa mwona no kutontonkanya filu ungeme kutituwa mwona no kuchita ifileyana no ufuwa yoku kwa lesa pantu mwine e ule tupanda mano echa kubalira po echikalamba icha bubiri ukwikala pa makasa yako a Kristu noko kutika kuishi wili yako tuleti la te kufuaya fyo kusambirira ko fimo ilo tule umfo Kristu alela ndana ifwe lelo mukuikala pamakasa yakwe tulele kana buchivusa bwesu na Kristo buyo bwafumaluka ilo tuli pamakasa yakwe bula buchivusa bwesu na Kristo buleila kopantanshi bule bo bwafumaluka ngefyo bachivusa babiri abantu babiri abatemwana ilo bekele pamo dimoni imbitawale landa na angufimo nomba mucha kuikala fepamo icho chi nefye chi kangala kulibena icha kumfafa timunina nyoye keri hapa na ine ndikele pano efyo na ifo turefu ayo kumfwa muli uno mwaka we shuili ya kwa lesa mukuikala pama kasa ya kwa Kristo bujabu uchivusa bwesu na Kristo bulile kopantanshi bubyo bwafumaluka icha butatu tuleti na ukuikala pama kasa ya kwa Kristo no kutika kuishi wili yakwe kuti chatu afwa kono kuchimfya masaka mikaye ngeo tubana yo mitwe Yesu chila bushiko fingi tusakamana fingi vitusakamika ngefyo mudi ashiria kwa Maria na Marita mumbira nsuma ya kwa Luka tulela ndapo ngechilangiriro trese ndamuli uno mwaka Marita alisakamene fintu ifingi ili amona Kristo afika chamu pumfya nyafirwa no kukutika kufyo Kristo eshile mukusosa pantu alinama sakamika mumuto wakwe na lape kanya finchi na lachi tashani na alafu aya na fimbi finchi ngefyo na ifobe ene chilabushiko fingi tusakamanako no matuleti la lesa kuti atutaladike mitima lesa kuti alenga kupitira kuishwili yakwe ayama sakamika yache panako temkuti la mafe ya mchalo nishi yapo yena taya katari ayapo paka finyolo tuke ngila muni ama afe ya mchalo yena tukabana yo nomba lesa ale tupela chilie chitala liko tule kabila kuishwili yakwe pakuchira nango tupite mu sakamika ya yonse tachile tuchi infiamma kanerio pa nono. Necha kule kereshako, tuleti la unomu waka weshu hili ya kwa lesa, ubuka nkala waku ikala pama kasa ya kwa Kristu no kukutika. Mula nduwa kutila, icho tulepo kakuli Kristu, chika velele la pena be. Takuli na ngumu katupokechi. Ziyeshu hili ya bumi, bulabu uchivusa bwesu na Kristu tapali na ngumo katupokechi nerio fintu fimbi fionza fika pita lirubu uchivusa bwesu na Kristu nga tulinavo tabakatari abo pita lirieshu hili abu umipu sukiro tulepo kakuli Kristu tari akatari alipita ngefyo na Kristu ala ndire kuli Marita ukumoneri ale peka peka atampa noku ilishanya yue Kristu taumwe ni okutila nkashi nandi muna nga ni tapadio fya ale chita eke elefye te tumwewe kwe sangafwe kwe milimo mwishu fya kuchita shikwete na Kristo aso sakuli Marita okutila niwe uwe ine Maria eu salile chua mishepo icho tabakatari hawa mupoka tapadio uka mupokechi efyo na ifwewe ne turela nda okutila muli unomu waka uweshu hili hako alesa echo tulefu ayo kupokelela kuli Kristo. Icho chabu pechi kaverele la pena pe. Ishu ili akwe. Vuchivusa vwesu na mkwe. Ubu umibu ape. Ubu ale tupela no kutusokoloela muishu ili akwe. Echo kanshi wa mnina ane tukonka nyepo na chita chaminsa. Namuli chita chaminsa na tukonka nyepo ukulomba Kristo. Ukutila atupele chilaka nechite muiko ichisha ikulila. Icho tukwatile ishu ili yakwe chila bushiku tule ikala pama kasa yakwe no kukutika ukwali. Amen.